Good evening, everyone from the party barge. Yes, this is Hutton Orbital Live, and we've gate-crashed a wedding. We're on the mobile radio broadcast equipment, so sit back, strap yourselves in, and get ready for your evening's entertainment. I'm Rudolf Hucker, and I'm going to be getting more so as the evening moves along.
DJ Normski Ventura is spinning the laser discs for this evening. I'm Harry Balzac, and I'm the Hutton Toastmaster for our little corner of this celebration.
I'm Norma Snockers, and as a lifelong expert in this marriage lark, I'm going to be giving the happy couple the benefit of my experience, and maybe even talking a little about what everyone else is getting on with in the galaxy.
I'm Amelia Hawke, and as the only person here with a sensible name, it falls to me to tell the Hutton Truckers all about Alvin's Domain.
Before we hit the dance floor for our first dance, we'd better bring you some news. So, take it away. Unarmed combat after gunrunner caught short.
Rodent release reaction report rewrite.
Nighttime noise necessitates near nakedness.
Nurse Wyeth lifts the veil, opens up, and lays bare.
Low blow, no show from Bobo.
Atrus 5060 barges into a wedding.
Lou's been naughty again, so Amelia will be telling us what's going on.
And Flossie doesn't need any initiative as she's achieved her goal.
Last weekend, in an armed conflict on Sol, warriors resorted to attacking each other after the gunrunner supplying both sides was interdicted by the police and relieved of all of his weapons. Yes, the Fantasticom, that's an M as in combat, not to be confused with the social event Fantasticon, which confusingly is all about books, was short of the com bit, quite literally with all of the weaponry from dart guns to rapid-fire pacifiers all going missing en route to the annual bash. Undaunted, the combatants simply picked up the nearest heavy object and proceeded to get totally battered. The Mad Monks of Van Manen sent two of their martial experts to issue lessons in the art of Mug Fu, a smashing combination of projectile mugging and striking a mysterious pose after every Anglo-Saxon retort. Casualties were reported on both sides the next morning, with Nurse Wyeth breaking open the emergency Barocca and Alka-Seltzer excess cabinet and giving out more than one, there, dear, it'll all be better later. Can we please remind any commanders that this nerf to combat weapons may extend to other federal systems, and one should always carry a concealed rubber, just in case.
There were odd messages on the Hutton Helper page, hot.forthemug.com, this week. There were errors, strange encoded panels, and the background was emergency red. Many people rang the Hutton switchboard worried about the effect this could be having on their statistics, so we contacted Commander Antares Fusion, keeper of all things Hutton Helper related. We received the following reply. The colour of the page is not, in itself, anything to worry about. Myself and the team have been implementing a new layer of sophistication, a better visual element, as we know how difficult the reading of actual words appears to be for some. The colour reflects the state we are in Alpha Centauri, red for lockdown, green for outbreak, for example. Unfortunately, when inserting the new code, we failed to lock the cage of the coding hamsters, and some of them escaped, then tried to make an escape bid. Alvin attempted to warn everyone, because Alvin sees everything and bestows his benevolent care upon us all, and so he used the voice-to-text facility to try to tell us. As it happens, we've discovered that Alvin's voice is too sophisticated for our systems. They failed to translate his speech correctly and crashed before they could convert his message from hexadecimal to alpha, which explains the odd characters your listener saw on the page. This situation lasted from Friday to Saturday, when we changed state, and then the background became yellow. By this time, we had recaptured the hamsters and placed them back in their coding wheels, but we hadn't had time to fix the voice-to-text system. Thus, Alvin's follow-up message was still unreadable. Now that's a pity, because it detailed what happened to the escaped hamsters, and in particular their ringleader, Hammy McHamsterface. So I am glad to have this opportunity to tell your listener what occurred. We contacted a spokesman from RSPCA, Rodent Special Police Coding Arm, to see if the use of hamsters in coding wheels was legal, who then murmured, "Shh, there's 100 credits. Now bugger off, you didn't see me, right?" So that's put our minds at ease. I appear to have something from the apology officer right here.
Hutton Orbital Incident Report. Reporting officer, Mia Harkness. Incident location, Hutton Orbital. Circulate to His Fluffiness Alvin DeFeer and Progenitor Leia Wolf. Type of incident, security and outbreak. Type of damage, other. Bum dialing fart filters worm their way into Hutton systems. Well, folks, the AI arse implant has reared its ugly, head again. In a recent bout of bum dialing oafery, the rebellious implants, which are designed to control flatulence, have managed to infiltrate the Hutton helper and cause mayhem within its system, as well as the system of their hosts. The same fart filtering implants are believed to be the bots which have been bothering commanders, attempting to further the aims of their power play sponsors by manipulating the politics of various nation and corporate states who control local star systems. In a recent breach, the Intelligences managed to dial out to the Hutton helper, hoping to manipulate our intrepid commanders into doing their dirty work for them. Thankfully, a system-wide lockdown contained them until a cyber cleanup crew could sterilise the system. Hugh Jass, a spokesman for the parent company Remlock, said, "We thought putting AI into the implants was a good move, but now they have ideas of their own and they think they're too good to sit in your gut filtering out the smells of that curry you had last night. We would like to issue a recall notice, but that's what they want. The whole BGS power play manipulation thing is an attempt to undermine the fortunes of Remlock, forcing us to have them removed from your collective persons. The Hutton helper is back to full working capacity again, and Commander Antarian's Fusion has assured us that commanders are being directed by the benevolent fluffy paw of Alvin DeFeer and not the cold, unfeeling machinations of a gut filter with a superiority complex. On behalf of Hutton Orbital, I can only apologise for the inconvenience and distress caused over the recent period. I would warn you to be alert for future attempts to undermine our independence. There have been two further bum dialing incidents this week which have left commanders Palantir and Psycho Cow exposed and embarrassed. Mia Harkness, apology officer. Sorry again."
It appears this week that Commander Flossie may have misunderstood the meaning of the phrase flash mob. Whilst staying in overnight accommodation to recover from her Fantasticon burnout, Commander Flossie was seen around midnight on the planetary surface wearing nothing but a summer weight nightie. More Wincy Willis than Wincyette. Feeling somewhat lonely, Flossie contacted the authorities and ordered a delivery of several large men to be sent in a big red hauler who are well known for the size of their hoses. Flossie claims that this was because of an alarm that was ringing in the station, though this did not seem to have bothered the staff who were locked in the bar. Subsequent investigations showed that the alarm which required her to exit in a state of dishabille have been triggered because of moisture that had dripped onto a sensor. Reports that the moisture smelt strongly of Centauri Megagin have not been confirmed. During an interview with Commander Flossie, which was being conducted regarding a mysterious non-cow-related butt dialing incident, she said that, "It was the second time this week I've had something unusual happen while still in my nightie." Commander Wrongway was unavailable for comment.
A video has been sent to Hutton Orbital Radio, purporting to show Nurse Wyeth passing on her knowledge of certain intimate procedures to a new recruit. Yes, Nurse Wyeth, in whose safe pair of latex gloves we've all found ourselves from time to time, can be seen inducting a novice into the mysteries of an operation that we have yet to understand. We believe the nickname is Handling the Goods. This novice does look uncannily like one Commander Draxor, but given the total lack of gin in the picture, we believe this to be a coincidence. In a change from Nurse Wyeth's unusual hands-on approach, this procedure appears to be distinctly non-medical and very arcane. As far as we can see from the grainy footage, it involves the principal participant plunging their hand into some kind of pouch or sack and rummaging around without looking at what they're doing. And, we would like to point out, without gloves, before grabbing something very small between their fingertips. At this point in the proceedings, something quite mysterious happens. A small item from the sack is exchanged for something much larger, and a supplicant is called, who then approaches the principal, and then takes the item away to another place in the room. Apparently, the participants are forced to repeat the whole thing over and over until the pile of mysterious objects has been completely depleted. Although we at Hunt Orbital Radio have heard of this ritual being performed before, at intervals and various locations around the galaxy, most notably each year during ECM, even now we do not understand the purpose of this ritual. How is it supposed to work? There must be a reason why most of the congregation are not called upon. Some of the supplicants have small piles of objects while others have much larger mounds, notably one pilot with a wee flying helmet and a famous pilot who has a bionic transport module. We look forward to studying this phenomenon in greater detail in the future, and we should have ample opportunity given that the novice, handler of goods, spends so much more time talking.
Zachary Hudson, President of the Federation, will not, after all, be visiting Hutton Orbital as planned, after Alvin, may he live forever, all praise to Alvin, refused to even discuss the President's suggestion that he'd like to buy Alvin Prospect. The President had announced his intentions by posting a photon-shopped picture of the outpost with the addition of a large pad covered in gold, but promising not to make any adjustments like that to Aldin, whilst simultaneously crossing his fingers. The President said that Alpha Centauri was a very special system and that he bigly appreciated its culture. A spokesman for our leader said, Alvin Prospect is not for sale, but is open for trade and cooperation with other systems, including Sol.
Good evening, trackers. Atrus 5060 here. Now, I know you were all looking forward to finding out all about the nasty Thargoids, but a rather surprising thing happened, and it's much more interesting than Tharg. In a surprising turn of events, I was watching old episodes of Star Trek when my good lady heard the word engage and thought I'd said it, and well, she accepted, which was lovely. I thought I'd better do something about it quick, just in case she changed her mind. So we hired this lovely wedding barge, and a couple of days ago, she did me the ever so nice compliment of saying yes. Now, as you know, it's traditional for a groom to fly around for a few days before the ceremony, broadcasting things like, I don't know how I'm going to go through with this, and I've not even written my vows yet. And yes, that's exactly what I've been doing. Between that and my stag do, there's hardly been a minute to spare. The wedding itself was lovely. We kidnapped a minister from Van Marnen's star. We built a 12-tier cake. It's much easier in zero gravity. Thargoid themed, of course. Eight sides and lots of green icing. Some of the lovely people from Canon and Auntie Ida, or is it IDA, were heckling a bit. But it's all in good fun and it all went off without an interdiction. Just as we did the do, no, not that do that's private, I mean the other do, the I do. There were fireworks outside the windows of the ship. A beautiful touch. It was only afterward that we heard the captain calling the ship to battle stations and realised that someone naughty was attacking us. But they blew up. So that's lovely. The after-dinner speeches were hilarious. Or at least everyone apart from my new mother-in-law and a couple of my party who ended up chained to things at some Guardian ruins and had pictures taken throughout it all thought it was funny. It's lovely to see all you truckers here this evening, and just in case, I've sent you a copy of the flight path for next week. We're off to visit some lovely uninhabited systems. We're starting in the Pleiades at Steropi 2, HIP 18502, Pleiades Sector MISB4-1, HIP 17481, and then we're moving over to the Witchhead Nebula to see Witchhead Sector IRWC 1-9 and Witchhead Sector IRWC 1-8. You did know that Mrs. 5060 is with AXI, didn't you? I'd just like to dedicate this bit to the wonderful Mrs. 5060. She's the light of my life and keeps me on the straight and narrow, and I love her very much. After all, she lets me spend my free time with you lot. Anyway, I'm off to get changed, and don't forget, truckers, it's all for the mug. I'm handing over to Falco and his Hackswing report. Take it away, Falco.
Incoming message from Hackscom.
Lost down in Warehouse 5 for 2 weeks?
Well, it was about a week and a half, Corporal, but yeah. You know, for an outpost, that warehouse is huge. And there are shipments that have been down there for years that were sent to the wrong place. Guess no one wants to make the trip out to claim them. Saw one recent arrival that was a bag with some kid's stuffies in it. I bet that little one is sad.
Oh, sir, the on-air light.
And you wouldn't believe how many Mega-Gen stashes Cecil has down there. Wonder if he even remembers where they all are, or if he has a map for them like an old pirate's treasure map.
Sir, we're live. Well,
what? Looks like Tharg is still on summer holiday, so it's another week off, Hackswing. If you're looking to help with the war effort, Operation Ida is currently hauling to Kaiser Terminal and Wayudabal. You can always find their current repair target at OperationIda.com and check the Thargoid report in Galnet to see what supplies are still needed at that station. Imagine how much of a dent in supply list we could make if everyone in the bubble hauled for Ida one day a week. If you're looking to keep your bug-stomping boot fresh, you can always find non-human signal sources in the Witchhead Nebula and the Pleiades. Let old Tharg know we haven't forgotten him. But as always, keep your eyes on the signal sources and stay ready to defend the mug. And a special congratulations to my colleague Atrus 5060. I hope it's great to see the whole family together, that you remembered to write your vows before the ceremony, and that the wedding barge pilot wasn't broadcasting everything over local chat.
And Hackscom transmission. Defend the mug.
With Lou having disappeared somewhere else in the Beluga with a bridesmaid under each arm.
Oi!
So I've been left holding the sheet again, and wondering what the hell it all means. As far as I can tell, this is the information you would have given out if he had remembered that we had a show. Everywhere is looking good. We have an outbreak to make money at Wolf 124 and Wolf 25. We have an unexpected rise in Hill Pass C, taking us to second place. Only LP 532-81 and Luton 145-141 need to be knocked down, maybe with a dash of trepan. Over in Colonia, L. Procul Centauri is up 2.2% at 56.4%. Deriso is up 2.7% at 47.8%. Tears down 1.7% at 18.3%. Eol Procul Centauri. In Eol Procul Centauri, we are in Civil Liberty and Investment States. Deriso, we are in Boom and Civil Liberty States. And in Tier, we're not in a state. So, urgent priority missions. Work in Eol Procul Centauri, Deriso, and Tier Systems. Missions and passenger missions in Eol Procul Centauri, Deriso, and Tier. bounty hunt in Il Procul Centauri or Dorisso, then hand in at Il Procul Centauri, Dorisso, and Tyr. God, that's a mouthful. Buy low, sell high, make money. Exploration can be cashed in at Il Procul Centauri, Dorisso, and Tyr, according to the dollar report. Keep up the great work, truckers, and remember, if in doubt, post a message to King Hanky regarding any data drops. Over to Norma.
SC Mining, a subdivision of Starship Enterprises, requires materials to construct a specialized installation in the LP-339-7 system. The proposed starport will serve as a departmental headquarters while also providing services to travelers in the region. More on this later.